This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
The home of the binary trigger, the home of reformation, and the home of providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, I'm going to read you something verbatim. I'm going to try to get it in here. Simply because of the source. Okay? Simply because of the source. Mainly because I don't remember some of the facts emerging as we're being told these facts, okay? From this source. The horrific mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton that left 31 people dead and dozens more injured have thrust the issue of gun violence into the center of the 2020 presidential campaign, with calls growing louder in the Democratic field for the return of an assault weapons ban. Many in the record-setting field of two dozen Democratic White House hopefuls already supported the ban, but the weekend tragedies have emboldened those calls as candidates highlight and in some cases build upon their gun control platforms. Primary frontrunner Joe Biden went so far Monday as to say he's coming for those guns. Former vice president in a CNN interview said that a Biden administration would push for a national buyback program to get such firearms off the street. Asked what he'd say to gun owners worried that Biden would be coming for his guns, he quickly answered, "Bingo, you're right, if you have an assault weapon. The fact of the matter is, assault weapons should be illegal, period. Second Amendment doesn't say you can't restrict the kinds of weapons people can own. You can't buy a bazooka, you can't have a flamethrower." Biden has long supported bans on assault weapons and firearms with high-capacity magazines, as well as universal background checks for gun purchases. As a senator from Delaware, he had a large role in crafting the 1994 assault weapon ban. That bill was quickly signed into law by then-President Bill Clinton after narrowly passing the Senate in a 52-48 vote. The law limited civilian use of certain semi-automatic firearms defined as assault weapons, as well as certain large-capacity ammunition magazines, expired in 2004. Attempts to reauthorize the ban over the past 15 years have been unsuccessful. Biden's far from the only presidential candidate to renew the push for an assault weapons ban in the week of the weekend massacres. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg on Tuesday announced an action plan to combat the threat of white nationalist terrorism abetted by weak gun laws and the gun lobby. The alleged gunman in the El Paso shooting, a 21-year-old white supremacist, killed at least 22 people. As part of his wide-ranging plan, Buttigieg is calling for a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Buttigieg, a Naval Reserve veteran who served in the Afghanistan War, emphasized that weapons like the one I carried in Afghanistan have no place on our streets or in our schools. Same is true for high-capacity magazines, some of which can hold up to 100 rounds of ammo and significantly increase a shooter's ability to injure and kill large numbers of people quickly without needing to reload. Even before the weekend shootings, curbing gun violence was a central tenet in New Jersey Senator Cory Booker's campaign. He's calling for the federal licensing of all gun owners. And Senator Kamala Harris of California repeatedly vowed, if elected, to take action on the issue in the first 100 days of her administration. And gun violence is a centerpiece of the White House bid by former Representative Beto O'Rourke of Texas, who suspended his campaign to return to his hometown of El Paso. In this summer's primary debates, the candidates have highlighted a list of proposals they pledged to enact, from banning assault weapons and restrictions on magazine capacities to universal background checks and laws to prevent those with a history of domestic violence or mental illness from purchasing weapons. But it remains unclear what measures the current Congress might be willing to consider. Some lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have backed calls for red flag laws to take firearms from those deemed a risk to the public safety, which Trump endorsed measures on Monday. But Trump focused largely on mental health while saying mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger, not the gun. An assault weapons ban is a far more sweeping measure that is, at this stage, has little support from Republican lawmakers. The dialogue in the 2020 race comes as amid a spate of mass shootings already this year. The escalating debate among the candidates marks the first time in almost a generation that Democratic presidential candidates are heavily emphasizing gun violence on the campaign trail. Then Democratic Vice President Al Gore and Republican Governor George W. Bush battled over the issue in the 2000 election, 1 year after the mass shooting at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. Two candidates clashed, among other things, over moves to prevent cities from suing gun manufacturers. 4 years later, Democratic nominee John Kerry of Massachusetts didn't make gun control a major focus of his campaign. Neither did Barack Obama in his 2008 and 2012 reelection. And while Hillary Clinton supported tightening gun laws, she didn't spotlight her stance as the Democrats' 2016 presidential nominee. But after dozens of high-profile incidents in recent years, from the Orlando, Florida nightclub mass shooting in 2016, where 49 were killed, to the Las Vegas concert massacre that left 58 dead, and the Parkland mass shooting, where 17 students and faculty were killed, tackling gun violence has become a top policy for Democratic congressional and presidential candidates. Gun violence was the second most pressing issue facing the country, according to a Fox News poll conducted in May. 71% of registered voters said gun violence is a major problem that needed attention from the government, trailing only the opioid addiction epidemic. This piece of junk, written by Paul Steinhauser of Fox News. Now, I sort of pay attention to some of this stuff. Let's click this link here about this Fox News poll. Open link. Doesn't show anything. I need to find some other stuff. Well, actually, it's not very much of a poll. It's not very much of a poll. And it, too, was brought to you by Fox News, Victoria Ballera. In the meantime, the gun-free zone is ignored. The gun-free zone is ignored. So I guess we're going to, if Biden is elected, I guess we're going to have confiscation. That's what they're pushing for. That's what they want at this point. They want to confiscate. I saw an interview between TMZ and Corleone Noir. And, you know, here's the thing about this. See, this should not be an issue right now. We're told on a constant. I mean, I can set my clock by it. I can be told all the time, Roe v. Wade is the law of the land. Okay? Now, Roe v. Wade was never part of the 10 original Bill of Rights. It was never part of the other resulting 17 amendments that came after that, or 27 amendments. And yet it's here. And yet with the Heller decision, which said that you cannot ban guns in regular use, which they are, the guns they're wanting to ban right now are in regular use, they're saying they don't care. And Fox News ran that today. It's their number one story right now, this minute. It's their number one story. So you decide. Fair and balanced. You decide. There's another one calling for gun confiscation, gun safety, and all this other stuff. Yeah. Okay. Go after the, you know. We'll proceed with this. We got a lot more time left to talk about this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
samurai and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word
Lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now, listen, I don't normally do this, but if you want to get in on this, the number to get in is 877-807-4048. That's 877-807-4048. I would love to hear from you. Maybe you would have a calming effect on me. I don't know. Right now, in the wake of these very, very bad, unfortunate events, we have a bunch of nauseating verbal outbursts from the Democrat socialist politicians, including all of the presidential aspirants. And, you know, this is to be expected. Their personal conduct is worthy of them. They, along with the media leftists, invariably advocate for private ownership of firearms in America to end by force, and have consistently since World War II. And nothing in the current debate is new. Like Beto O'Rourke's basically yelling, "Keep that blank in the battlefield." His self-righteous pronouncement is sort of curious, since he's personally never been anywhere near any species of battlefield in his entire rich kid life. He's never served. He's never worn the country's uniform. He's never fired a shot in anger. He then added that it would take direct action and civil disobedience to force the left's objective of all-inclusive government confiscation of privately owned guns in America. The term direct action and other violent leftist political activists, including present-day Antifa, they use that. This originated with the Weather Underground, and they use this as a code word for rationalizing physical violence they habitually employ to force the left's political goals upon reluctant citizens. So direct action suggests that he and the other political politicians, or Democrat politicians, unable to coerce their Second Amendment agenda through regular means, have no hesitation with regard to employing masked black-clad Antifa thugs to violently terrorize CCW permit holders, gun retailers, NRA members, all the time rationalizing these criminal acts by labeling us as enemies of the people. Much as did Che Guevara, Bill Ayers, and Leon Trotsky. So the question becomes, will the Constitution, our Supreme Court, protect us? Because the politicians aren't going to. They're not going to do it. Leon Trotsky, he wrote, "There are no absolute rules of conduct, neither in peace nor war. Everything depends upon circumstance." Now, there's an interesting thing happening, and, you know, it happens on a regular basis. Anybody that grew up in the 60s, like me, who later on found out about things like Helter Skelter, was most likely put off by the original trailer for the newest Quentin Tarantino film, because what at first seemed a lighthearted story about a couple of aging TV stars was going to go dark and murderous. And the quick shot of Manson was then removed from the trailer so that the Manson aspect of the film sneaks up on the viewer. Charles Manson was the man of our nightmares in 1969 and 70, especially for those who then lived in L.A. The crimes of his groupies were unimaginable to most people that grew up in Southern California. The drug culture that the senseless murders brought to the public's knowledge was a shock to those who lived there, and which most of the rest of the country knew nothing about. The murders were beyond shocking. They were unimaginable, like the brutality of terrorists today or mass shootings in schools and Las Vegas's and Walmart's. Facts of the Manson killings, including their subsequent crimes, were life-altering for the Angelenos. How could such things happen in this beautiful part of the world? Ah, look at that. We're going to get that in the middle of the show. How about that? Their attention to detail is phenomenal. Some of the Hollywood sites have been magically transformed to their 1969 appearance. The cars and the restaurants and the clothes and the boots and the disco boots, songs on the radio, movie theaters, even the advertisements are nostalgic. And yet the group that he assembled at Spahn Ranch in Chatsworth were as disconnected from reality as were the mass murderers in Gilroy, El Paso, and Dayton. Where did these people come from, these Manson kids? Where were their parents? They were mostly teenagers who had become involved in drugs early. Those were the days not just of marijuana, but of psychotropic drugs like cocaine and LSD. It was the year of Woodstock. Were they all mentally disturbed? It seems they must have been, but the drug abuse clearly had much to do with their murderous behavior. And now that drugs are ubiquitous and cheap and deadly, but what was shocking then is now practically an everyday event, particularly in cities governed by Democrats. More deaths occur in Chicago and Baltimore every month than were lost in El Paso and Dayton. A Manson-style murder would today barely make the news. The left's commitment to getting leftist judges on our courts in order to more easily secure the release of dangerous criminals from prison, like Kate Steinle's killer, has been successful. It's the Democrats that prioritize illegal immigrants over citizens who are determined to keep the border open to all comers. It's the Democrat Party that has brought us to where we are today. And the American left of today is almost viciously anti-American. The radicals of the 1960s became the tenured radicals who have transformed the university education into re-education camps. The notion of biological gender is ridiculed now. The kids of the Manson family were not a family. They were just a gang, a cohesive group of willing criminals. They had all abandoned their own families or had been abandoned by them. It was the beginning of what we are afflicted with today, the coordinated sabotage of the American family. It's what Trump supporters are railing against since the shootings of last Saturday. These morally bankrupt lefties immediately lurched into the gutter to blame Trump. Do you get how astonishingly moronic that is? Their idiotic arrogance is the grossest of stupidities. No one blamed Nixon for the Manson murders. No one blamed Clinton for Columbine or Obama for Newtown or Bernie Sanders for James Hodgkinson, the man who shot Steve Scalise and whose name has all but been erased from the collective memory. This is the thing. This is why I say we cannot get out there and not mention these people's names, because it becomes erased. Who they were, their identity, it becomes erased. Now, the Parkland murder should be blamed on Obama, but in a way, I I see whenever I don't want to give this jack wagon the publicity he deserves. Listen, taking away his identity, you may think you're not giving him any publicity, but all you're doing is erasing the name that committed the atrocity, and they're the ones that get all of that good credit for that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dayton, Ohio Police Chief Richard Beal says materials show the killer had a desire to commit a mass murder.
The individual had a history of obsession with violent ideations to include mass shootings and had expressed a desire to commit a mass shooting.
11 people remain hospitalized in El Paso following Saturday's mass murders. At a hospital news conference on Tuesday, CEO David Shemp talks about their conditions.
Of the 11 patients that were brought to us, 6 of those patients remain in our care, 5 are in stable condition, and 1 remains in critical condition.
President Trump is set to visit both Dayton and El Paso on Wednesday. A final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow gained 312 points to close at 26.30. The Nasdaq rose 107 points to close at 78.33. The S&P gained 37 to close at 2882. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. That's 877-807-4048. It's been a while since I gave that one out. Yeah, we desperately need to have a conversation here in America, and it's very different from the one that we've been having as we reflect upon these rampage killings. Despite the hysteria that a lot of people are feeling right now, all of you snowflakes out there that think this is just some, you know, is this like global warming, like the ice caps are going away? There is no significant upwards trend. These kind of crimes have been part of the public sphere in the U.S. since the country's inception. While most studies reflect the better recorded data in the latter half of the 20th century, mass killings were just as prevalent in the 1920s and the 1930s, although the use of a firearm was a little less common. Sometime in the last few decades, most of America seems to have lost the ability to think rationally about mass killings. For some reason, collectively, we tried to blame any other factor besides the individuals themselves. But access to guns has never been cited as a reason for a mass shooting, and mass killings share no correlation in ideology. No one political party, no one race or ethnicity, no one religion is a constant factor. But there are specific commonalities between mass shooters that are never widely discussed, despite the calls for gun control and party reform anyway. There are five stages that culminate in the perfect storm that leads to individuals committing these massacres, also known as the Levin-Madfus model. This is gravely important for our society to know, as identifying these factors can lead to prevention of these atrocities. Stage one is the chronic strain. The individual has a range of negative experiences over time. There is no one specific factor except that there's a history of adverse exposure. This could be a history of mental illness, although the vast majority of mass shooters have never been diagnosed. And further, those with the mental illnesses are actually less likely to commit any crimes compared to those who do not. However, there must be some trouble that reoccurs or is generally unmanaged, whether it is a history of sexual abuse, family violence, torment at school, drug abuse, financial problems, etc. Stage 2, uncontrolled strain. Here the person has negative experiences coupled with a lack of appropriate coping strategies and pro-social relationships. The individual will often be thought of as an introvert or loner, and their personal time is not spent on appropriate or healthy outlets. I mean, the Virginia Tech shooter didn't even speak, and he was going to college. Stage 3, acute strain. A single and serious event happens, and the person perceives it as worse than it really is, often catastrophic. This could happen directly to the individual, but it may just be an event that happens to others, like an act of terrorism or an election loss, and yet they feel they are personally invested, especially if it coincides with beliefs they already have. This is the culmination. This is the breaking point. Stage 4 is the planning. Each mass shooter spends time preparing. Massacres are not done in moments of passionate rage. Red flags are most observable to others at this point. 90% of all rampage killers were surrounded by people who notice warning signs like personality changes in the individual. They tend to seem more positive than their usual mood. Some made comments that indicated upcoming action, such as they'll be sorry or watch out on Tuesday or soon they won't be. This won't be a problem anymore. And they can be similar to the signs of an upcoming suicide, like withdrawing from personal relationships, giving belongings away, especially when the shooter plans on killing himself afterwards. You notice a pattern of these behaviors in someone you know? You should maybe think about reporting it to your local police. Stage 5 is the attack. When the attack begins, there is no more prevention. Mass shooters choose a location that is familiar and also where they believe people there. They are disgruntled with personally or disagree with generally will gather, whether the disagreement is political, religious, or other ideological beliefs. Now, afterwards, you know, most research that suggests that the media's role in glorifying this type of action is dysfunctional. Early reporting is often inaccurate and most of the time it's just plain harmful. News agencies see spikes in their ratings or readership when these crimes occur and will over-explain the situation down to needless details to exploit the monetary benefit of the larger audience. It's about the Benjamins. The Journal of Crime and Justice Study asserts that the most salient predicate predictors of how much media coverage a mass shooting receives depends on the race or ethnicity of the shooter as well as the victim count. Mainstream media essentially becomes a broker for tragedy porn, and even though it's just awful, they're meeting the demand put on them with a justifiable public outcry for more information. Schools and faculties that facilities that implement safety measures are focused on protocols around the response to a future attack, and these procedures ignore the factors that lead to the crime in the first place. And these policies tend to be sort of short-sighted, since mass shootings are still a very rare offense. Accounting for only 0.13% of all gun deaths between 1989 and 2014. Because of the fourth planning stage and the familiarity that the shooter has with the targeted location, most measures can be adapted to and overcome. So the recent Gilroy Garlic Festival shooter entered the event through a creek in a wooded area to avoid the metal detectors that were placed at the gate. You may notice that these politicians will jump at opportunities to discuss recent attacks, whether on conventional media or social media. And that's because contributions to politicians spike, so they want to take advantage. Gun policies are constantly in debate and deadlocked in state legislature, and politicians tend to use salient events to create opportunity for policy change. States that have experienced one mass shooting will see at least a 16% increase in gun policy legislation introduced within the following year. Democrat-controlled areas will seek to restrict firearm purchases, while Republican-controlled areas will seek to loosen existing gun regulations. Researchers have a very strong consensus that while either policy step regarding firearms may impact ordinary gun crimes, they will have zero effect on future mass shootings. Of all the scholar research done regarding mass shootings, the greatest agreement is that there's not been enough research to develop effective prevention policies and legislation yet. There is going to be no law out there that will stop these events. We have said it's okay to too many people. We got no buffers. There's no inhibitions anymore. If it feels good, do it. Social media, you know, cancel culture. We're in a mess. Morally, we're in a mess. We got a bunch of people with no morals trying to tell us what to do morally. And at the same time, we'll talk about this in the same moment, but when we get back, I'll explain to you why they're never going to get my guns when we get back. And this has been going on since Bill Ayers was in the Weather Underground. This has always been a part of their dynamic. It's always been a part of their policy, if you will. Their plans. How they're going to get power, how they're going to maintain power. It's always been a part of this. And you're a part of it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com if you would be so kind. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. That's 877-807-4048. I'm never giving up guns. Never going to give up guns. I'm not going to give up semi-automatic rifles. Personal defense weapons. Not going to do it. Let me give you an example of why. Reza Aslan, he's supposed to be an intellectual. He's an Iranian-born religious studies scholar who has written several books, mostly centered on religion. He's a Muslim himself. He's written extensively about his faith. He's also written about how to end religious extremism within his faith. That sounds pretty good, right? I mean, you know, not bad. Hey, pretty good. Okay, cool. Well, Aslan isn't a moderate individual, though, not by a long shot. He's one of the blue check marks on Twitter. He's also a favorite intellectual among many on the left. But if he wants to talk about ending extremism, tomorrow morning when he looks in the mirror, he should maybe think this to himself. I need to end this in myself. Because the other day he tweeted this direct at Kellyanne Conway. You are the depraved evil we need to eradicate. Now, that was August the 4th. After being called on it, he followed up with this. After today, there is no longer any room for nuance. The president is a white nationalist terror leader. His supporters, all of them, are by definition white nationalist terror supporters. The MAGA hat is a KKK hood, and this evil racist scourge must be eradicated from society. I'm sorry, but while he was defending his call to eradicate Kelly Conway, he followed up by claiming that all Trump supporters must be eradicated from society. Do you wonder why we shouldn't give up weapons? Now, Trump goes in a lot of directions all the time, and I don't really know how to follow him. I don't, in some cases, like right now, I'm having a little trouble following him. As it is, I still support him as president because I do believe that you have to do these things in the long haul. If he does go in the wrong direction, well, then that will be another problem to contend with. But then the other problem that we will face is, okay, so if it isn't going to be Trump, who's it going to be? So right now we have to deal with what we've got. He's done some good things in his time in office, but I really want to trust him to maintain the integrity of the Second Amendment. But, you know, he's backed away from the universal background checks because somebody sat him down and said, listen, this is, you know, we've been down this route, this path before. That wouldn't work. That's a registry. You're calling for a registry of weapons. And now he's calling for red flag laws. But his Twitter fund is still entertaining to me, though. But while all of this is hilarious to watch in some cases, too much important word is being missed in the aftermath. Now, that being said, I very rarely am critical of the president. I am a Trump supporter. And yet, Mr. Oslin would call for me to be eradicated simply because I'm not critical enough of the president. Simply because I support the president. I think that is a winning strategy, Aslan. This is a winning strategy to convince people who are only lukewarm on Trump to support a Democrat. But this is also, ladies and gentlemen, the unhinged left. These people that you see, like Aslan here, they've made something of a career by trying to present themselves as moderate. But they are nothing but a violent extremist of a different sort. Now, this cat, he lacks the courage to do more than sling words on Twitter. He tried to put the blame on Conway Monday night, blaming her for using the word first. He tweeted, again, if by using at Kellyanne Poles, own word eradicate back at her means I'm threatening her life, then her using the word means she was threatening the El Paso shooter. We're tired of this constant bad faith blank from the right, and we're not going to put up with it anymore. But let's be clear here. Kellyanne Conway called for hate to be eradicated. Isn't that something we could all get behind? Even if you don't like Conway. But Oslin is calling for eradicating people. He laid out his belief that Trump supporters are universally racist and that this racist scourge must be eradicated. How is this not a threat? And this is a guy, by the way, that they say has eaten human brains. So you would think maybe he might have a few of his own. But I digress. For the record, Oslin has been remarkably silent on the Dayton killer, who is an avowed leftist, who once commented that all Nazis must die. There's no mention of him at all on Oslin's Twitter feed from, you know, just looking around for it. And no, certain forms of rhetoric are only a problem if they're coming from the right. Right? Oslin's mental contortions to make Conway's comment violent are nothing more than the depraved ramblings of a man who somehow thinks that his ends justify any means he may create. The problem here is that Oslin Hamel has almost 291,000 followers. While some of them are just looking for the train wreck, others might actually listen. They may well be persuaded by his thinking and believe similarly. They may believe that Trump supporters should be eradicated. And these are the same people who right now are yelling at you to give up guns. Doing so won't make them stop calling for our eradication or anything of the sort. So why should we? If people are out there making the case that they want to eradicate me and people who share my beliefs, my weapons will be on me. I'm holding on to my AR-15s and my standard capacity magazines and my semi-automatic pistols and my shotgun and my bolt gun. And I'm going to get anything else I can get my hands on. I'm going to train harder. I'm holding on to anything and everything I can. So if they decide to do more than talk, I'm going to have the means to do more than talk as well. I'm going to become a rooftop American. I'd really rather never come to that. But if people like Aslan are going to make comments like that, I'm not taking the chance someone won't follow through on his threats. Well, how do you think? What do you think happened with Hodgkinson? Let's just say the names, people. Let's just say the names, because when we forget who did it, has anybody forgotten the Manson murders? Does everybody know who Sirhan Sirhan is? We should never forget these killers because of who and what they are and what their motivations were. And when we take them out of it personally, they become harder to remember. I remember them all. I'm sure when I was talking to Dan Zimmerman last night, I said, remember Aaron Alexis, the D.C. Devil? I'm sure he's like, I don't like to give these guys the time of day. Well, fine, Dan, don't. But I don't agree with that anymore because it slips from the main focus. Right now, people are thinking, guns, Trump. Hate, Trump. They remember the names. They're assigning actions to people that had nothing to do with them. So, this is the left. This is the modern American left. This is what they do. This is what they say. And deep down inside, this is what they want. Bill Ayers, a long time ago, talked about how there's probably 25 million Americans that would have to be eliminated because they would never re-educate. So you're either with us or you're dead. That's the leftist viewpoint. Any of the leftists out there that might be listening that are getting a little butthurt over this, feel free to call in and cross that sword with me. Why don't you? Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timeshare cancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.